The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On March Madness.
Had North Mexico State.
You mean New Mexico?
It's in North. What is it? I can't even write
New
it down.
New Mexico.
Well, there's just says N on my bracket.
Himself.
I'm an open book, Griggs. I'm a flower that's blooming in front of the whole world, and I have no problem.
Facebook.
I was poking everything that moved. I just thought it was cool.
The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On.
Discovering the truth. So Johnny Manziel is a player that I followed closely. And Connor, I remember you and I doing the nighttime show when he was brought into the fold of the NFL with the Cleveland Browns. What was he, a 22nd. And, I was very critical of Johnny. I can't say I was an expert on the way his ability to throw the ball or catch the ball or read plays, read defense, where it is. But I remember specifically, Connor, and you can back me up on this, when he was drafted, they had their, they had their camp or whatever you want to call it. All the players go there to camp right away, off-season camps. And the first weekend that Johnny could get away from Cleveland, instead of staying at home and studying like, maybe like a Manning would have done or a Tom Brady, the first chance he had, he was in Vegas for the weekend. Then he came back. Now, is that okay every now and then? I guess it'd be okay at some point. But when you're just drafted and you spend your first weekend of being a pro running to Vegas to party, and the partying isn't the problem for me because we know he's had some issues that, and that's whatever. It's the fact that he didn't put the time in to understand the playbook, understand what it takes to be a good pro. So Johnny had an interview the other day, Johnny Manziel, that is, and I want to read this quote. He told the newspaper, he said, this is Johnny Manziel in his words, "During the time when I got drafted, I didn't put in the time that I needed to be a great player. I don't think my heart was into it. I think it's the same when I went back to Canada. It was the same way. I truly believed and truly thought it was what I wanted to. My heart wasn't in it, and it worked out the way it did." So he nailed it right there. Because if your heart's not into something, it's too, being a professional athlete, it's too hard to be a professional athlete if you're not 105% committed to whatever your pursuit is, being a quarterback, a goalie, a defenseman, a skier, a synchronized swimmer, whatever it is. And you've got to be so committed, because if not, you will get torn apart that all the people around you on your team are into it, and the teams on, or people opposing teams, or whoever, however it works, competitions you enter. So I think now Johnny actually truly gets it. He understands, and he's being truthful to himself. And I'm not judging him for what happened in his career or what did not happen. And I get that he says his heart what isn't into it. And I said that at that time. And Connor, you've got to remember those conversations you and I had at night, because I was very adamant that Johnny would never work out. I think he put the over under 8.5 games, if I remember correctly.
You know what? I was going to bring this up in 5 questions, but I didn't want to give you the opportunity to rub it in one more time. Every single time Manziel comes up, you bring that up. But yeah, we set the number so low, too. I thought it was a no chance he'd lose on that one. But, it explains a lot. Now that he opens up and says this, we saw in college a very skilled player. Good enough to at least make it to that 8-game mark. But when your heart's not in it, it's pretty hard to stay motivated. And clearly he wasn't, and you were right on that one, Struds. I owe you a Slurpee, because he says he's done with football now. The late comeback is not going to happen, and when we see each other again, the first Slurpee's on me.
That makes sense. And again, I didn't want to say I told you so, but I think the point is that he recognizes it, and his heart wasn't into it. And when he says heart,
do
is
you
it,
honestly believe it? Come on.
I do believe it.
You believe it now?
What?
How about it just wasn't good enough? It's so easy after, what? I realized my heart was, that's where you can tell yourself stuff you want to believe. I'm sorry.
Really?
It took him this long to admit his heart wasn't into it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't buy that very much at all. He was a good college quarterback. The list of good college quarterbacks who don't go pro is massively long.
Okay.
So now Johnny Manziel, rather than just say, I wasn't as good as I thought, he's going to use the excuse, It's like the guy who tells you, Strutty, hey, if it wasn't for my coach in Midget, I was going to play in the NHL. I blew my knee out in Midget. I was going to make it. Give me a break. I don't buy this argument for a second.
But you see, I think we'll never find out, because I don't think he ever properly prepared to be a professional.
Yeah, so he's not a professional. That has nothing to do with not being in it. That means he was mentally immature.
Yeah, but I don't think we'll know because he didn't put the time in. Like, you know, my example of him the first weekend running to Vegas on their off-season workouts. Real quarterbacks don't do that. They stay and they
Dude, he had the money.
Yeah, like, he did. Yeah.
He was all about the fame.
He was.
He
yeah.
wanted all of it, and he thought I don't need to put in the work. And guess what? To be the best of the best.
That's right.
Which is playing pro football, whether it's CFL, the NFL, you got to put in the time. Now, he's saying my heart wasn't into it. I say garbage. You just weren't dedicated. Stop lying to yourself.
Well, I think we're kind of saying the same things a little bit.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't dedicated. And I know for any kids that are listening, you know, this, if you truly want to be great at a sport, it's got to be very, very, it's got to be a priority. And it doesn't mean you don't do school or you exclude your friends or family. But when you have a choice of, you know, let's say your buddy wants you to come over and watch a movie till whatever, 1 a.m, you have a practice or a workout the next morning at 7 or 8, you might have to choose to stay home that night so that you can go and be at your best for that practice or whatever it is. And I think that's a big part of it. I think that's a big part of it. And, you know, Johnny and other athletes, I played with a guy, I don't want to say where, but he was just like Johnny. He loved everything about it. He loved having his name out there. And, you know, he actually had a business card that said his name, the professional hockey player. You hand out to girls at the bar. Like, it doesn't
okay,
add
whoa,
up.
Whoa.
I can't say who.
He had a card that said professional hockey player.
That's right, with his phone number on it. And he'd hand it out at a bar when he'd meet a girl.
Did he play professional
hockey? This was before cell phones kind of started. So he'd just be like, hey, my name is whatever, Jason Strudwick, and it wasn't me. Here's my phone number, and then they could get in contact with him. But he loved it. And I remember,
yeah, I'm sure he loved it, but that also showed he didn't have enough faith in himself to have to put that on a card.
And his coach and my coach at the time, I remember there was a big blowout, and he said to this guy, he goes, "You love everything about hockey except playing hockey." And I never forgot about that, because I think to be truly good in this case, hockey, you have to love everything about hockey. Except the actual, all the, like, the hockey games are last. You do everything right, and then you get to the hockey games, and that's where you can show what you've worked on. And he was so funny. Like, he just, I love, you love everything about hockey except playing hockey.